Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out, and by Priority One POS, your answer for payment processing and point-of-sale solutions.
Good morning, Gwinnett, and happy Friday the 13th. Hope everybody's doing good today. Welcome to the show, Shut Up and Eat. I'm not going to say it's a new show because this is, heck, it's our fourth episode. What we do here is we feature restaurants that are partners with Choices to You. And honestly, I can say they're some of the best restaurants around because that's why they are with us. Our show is brought to you by ChoicesToYou.com and Priority One POS. I am honored, and yes, we've been laughing like crazy before the show even began, huh, Suzanne? Mm-hmm. I have Suzanne and Brandon with Friends American Grill.
Hi.
Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Because I know a couple times it was Friends this grill and friend, yeah. So okay, cool. I got a thumbs up. We're doing good. Well, welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, you can talk, Brandon. So, you know, just get.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay. So, first of all, I got to say the spread you guys brought sitting over there, yes, as Mike Sam's over there nodding his head, it looks good. I haven't had a chance to get over there, and I may sneak over there while I get you guys yapping a bit, but if not, I'll get to it afterwards. But the thing is, you guys came in, not only brought food that we can get pictures of and show and enjoy, but you set it up. You came in, you set it up, you brought plates, you set it up. And you had the gloves. I mean, you guys do it, no matter where you're at, you do it right.
People eat with their eyes.
And that's very true. Yes, that's very true. And that's why you have currently six locations.
Correct.
You're really not. We're going to break you out of that.
This is not Suzanne's job. This is normally Ray's job.
I know, but you know what? We got to break you. And even Ray said, it's time to get you out there.
No, Ray said, I'm going to say no. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I know, but you still said yes, so it's okay. So, where are your locations at?
Our first one was in Decula. We opened that in 2010. And then our next one was in Dawsonville up by the outlet malls. We opened that 2 years later. We opened that because we needed two restaurants because we were going to kill each other having one together. Then from there.
That's why it's so far away.
Yeah. Honestly, it was.
I'm pretty sure at one point there was an apartment up there, too. And one of them stayed there. One of them stayed down at Tequila.
Worked out really well.
That's Ray we're talking about. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. No, I think Suzanne went up to Dawson.
But I'm saying this is Ray and Suzanne. I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, no.
Some people
ran
might be
away.
Thinking, you, okay, yeah.
One ran to Tequila, one ran to Dawsonville.
And then what?
Then Swanee, Buford, Winder, Grayson was our last one that we opened, and we're getting ready to open three more.
Yes.
Two by year's end and one into next year.
Now, which one's for next year?
Next year will be coming.
Okay. So I think you said
Bethlehem and Jefferson are next. Jefferson. And hopefully not at the same time. Give me a little bit of a month break.
You know, I'm kind of with you on that one. Because what's really cool is since we've been partners, I've expanded right along with you guys.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
And it's kind of like when you tell me, okay, we're going to Jefferson, I'm like, okay, well, I guess Choices to You now be available in Jefferson.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you earlier about that.
Yeah. That's not the first time you've done that.
I know. I think I forgot to tell you we relocated Swanee, too, didn't I?
You didn't send me a message. I happened to see the sign. Thank goodness I do stop in there for lunch sometimes. I was like, oh, look. They're gonna, and it wasn't IHOB. It's IHOP. That was a joke they found. Did you hear about that?
No, I thought
yeah,
that was
no,
for
real. No, they're not. They're not going to. No, it's It's still staying.
You're still,
of course. It was a marketing campaign.
Good marketing campaign.
Yeah, and hey.
And everybody talking about it.
Got people talking.
And you guys moved right next to them. I mean, that was perfect. So I know, as you said, usually Ray does this.
Yes, sir.
And we know that Ray is actually driving back from a trip he took with his daughter.
He did.
And that's an annual thing.
It is. It is.
Yes.
I think this is his fourth one. Wow. 4 years ago, he's got a teenage daughter, divorced from his first marriage, and he doesn't spend the time he wants to with her. And I thought this would be perfect. So 4 years ago, I bought him their first trip, and now they do it every year.
That's awesome.
It's just daddy-daughter. He can't answer the phone. And if you ask her what the best part of that Disney cruise is, it's that he doesn't get his emails. He can't get service. He has nothing to do but spend time with her. It's a beautiful
awesome.
Thing.
Oh, it is. That is a beautiful thing. That is awesome.
And I get rid of him for a week. That's when I buy all new equipment.
I buy bigger
TVs.
This happens. One week out of the year, we spend a lot of money and get new stuff at all the restaurants. Ray comes back and he's like, what the hell happened? Who said you could buy that?
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. You said hell.
Oh,
I just said hell. Oh, hell.
Oh.
I'm the only one in the group right now.
Okay, real quick, in case you want, the joke was, how long was it going to take before Suzanne threw out a curse word? And you beat her. But don't worry, the show's not over
yet. Like mother, like son.
Yes, but the show's not over yet. So I'm sure we'll get there. Now, you and I and Ray, we met at Tequila at an event that you guys were doing that I found out via Paige Arnett, because I went over to the gym I used to go to. There was a flyer there, and the flyer was talking about a 5K scamper against cancer. And so I found Paige because we have a passion. I mean, children, kids, and especially just talking about with Ray and his daughter. I mean, that's cool. There's no other way to put it. But I go ahead and get involved in that, and then Paige tells me about you guys and what you're doing for Ansley with Ansley's Easter. And I remember going.
I'm not going to cry. I just want you to know.
Well, the tissues
Stop
are right there.
Stop looking at me
the
like
The tissues
that.
Are right there, darling, just in case. Yeah, she gets one in her hand. Okay. But I go there, and, yeah, I wanted to obviously be there to support the event, but I wanted to meet you because of with my business. But I watched you guys. I mean, it was like all over. You guys were just jerk. I mean, I had, like, I think 5 seconds to say, hi, I'm Tom. Hi, I'm Suzanne. Bun. You know, and that was it. But that was not the first one. I know that. I think it was the second. But how many years have you been doing Ansley's Easter?
Since 2010. So this will be our eighth. This was our eighth.
Your eighth year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, now, to those of you who don't know, Ansley's Easter is an event that is put on at Friends in Tequila by Ray and Suzanne and Brandon. And the whole, it's put on by Friends, period.
Yes.
That they pick a family with a child that's battling cancer, and the whole day, it's Easter Sunday. They're technically closed, but they are there. They've got food. They've got things to do, attractions, face painting, everything, and every single dime goes to that family. And that's honestly the first, like I said, the first time when I found out about that. I just wanted to get to know you guys, and you know. The passion, it's, you know, you're doing it for the right reason. And
great event. It's absolutely, the first time we did it, I'll tell you, the first time we did it because, or how this whole started was, there was a snowstorm and we met Greg Arnett. We went up to check on the restaurant. It was Tequila, our first restaurant. We hadn't been open very long. And we unlocked the door to just make sure refrigerators were still working and, you know, nobody was on the roads. And these two guys walk in and we say, we're closed. But they looked like they'd had a hard night. And we offered them a beer and we ended up sitting and talking to those two, which was Jim Trulio, Greg Garnett's best friend. He told us all about Ansley and her fight. And it just struck us so soundly, I guess, in the face that, you know, God, what would you do?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your kids are your life. Even this big burly one sitting next to me, you know, you want to leave them everything you've got. And, right. you know, to know that you're not going to be able to.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe it. And at that time, me and Ray were actually fighting a lot. It was our first business. And if you've, anybody out there has been in business with their significant other, it's a challenge every day. And you throw the restaurant business in there, and man, you just want to kill each other, you know? So we were having a lot of issues, and we ended up talking with each other and went, I kind of had a fight and said, what the hell, what the heck are we doing?
You said hell. She said, so did I, but that's okay.
You know, we got a...
the time now is 11:41.
I'm hurrying.
She did it. No, you got time. I'm just saying, I look at the time is when you finally said it.
We just looked at each other, and I yelled and said, you know what? Greg's daughter's dying of cancer, and we're fighting over stupid recipes in the restaurant. You know, what is wrong with us? That's how Ansley's Easter started. We looked at each other and said, we got to help Greg. That's what we need to do. And we didn't have any money. We'd spend every dime, sold every car, borrowed everything we could to open Tequila. And, of course, banks won't loan you money when you're in first year in business. They look at you and laugh and kick you out the door. Now they want to loan us money, by the way. After six, they're like, yeah.
They come looking
that's
for you.
My biggest fun with you? Banks is, no, I don't need you now. Yeah. That's where that little middle finger works.
I was gonna say, for those of you who just realize it's radio, yes, there was a bird in here.
But that's how we started Ansley's Easter that year. I didn't know how to do it. I've helped in the Salvation Army. I've never actually planned any kind of fundraiser. So it was a lot of work, not knowing what I was doing. And I'll never forget Ray thought, oh, we're not going to raise, you know, if we raise $4,000, we'll be lucky. And I'm thinking, I'm going to raise $10,000, you know, I'm going to do this. And when we were all said and done that first year, we raised $20,000.
Wow.
And this was just a homegrown campaign, and it was nothing but the Tequila community,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming in on their Easter Sunday, you know, and being a part of it and donating with their hearts. And Ansley passed away, and the following year we decided we don't want her memory to die.
Right.
So that's how it started, and we let that family choose another family, and we've just been doing it ever since. And this last year we raised almost 30 grand.
Man, that's amazing. And you know, you guys, and the thing is, you've got six locations, you're getting ready to open three more, but Easter Sunday, that's where you are.
That's where we are.
I mean, that I don't,
this is that's our, everybody our, I mean
yeah.
we
that's,
have
yeah.
we have volunteers that
our
come
volunteers,
from all of our stores.
I know
we have customers yeah. that volunteer, everybody
kids,
comes and
the
help.
Kids come in from all our customers' kids, they serve you, they run the games, they run the dunk tank, which might not happen this coming year.
Oh yeah, there's people
oh, yeah,
to get dunked.
Yeah, yeah, I think I've been going there since 2013 myself, and I do recall the dunk tank thing this year. Even
we did it 2 years.
Yeah,
we did it last year and the year before.
I missed the ball, but I think I slapped it with the hand. And still,
you cheated. Is
yeah,
that
you
what
remember,
you're saying, Mr. Voris?
Yes. Well, you were right there. You were sitting there. You're the one who
yeah,
went kaboosh.
Yeah, I think.
Yes, I did. And I can also say that I had, you know, well, real quick, you, like you said, yes, every single person volunteers. Like, you know, I've been going, like I said, to the event since 2013, and I'm watching these kids, and they're having fun.
Yep.
They are having fun, and they get it. They know what it's about. You know, I know in the beginning it was a lot of Ansley's, you know, friends from school, but they still come back.
It's a community tradition
now.
Yes.
I mean, but it's grown, but you know, it started ground roots, and then it's grown, and, you know, since then, I've even had the opportunity to be the Easter Bunny at the event.
Yes, sir.
And, I, you know, that to me
you
is an
You need
honor.
To come just to see that, folks.
I'm one big bunny. Brandon, they can't see the nodding.
Yeah, sorry. I know. You can't see our expressions either. Yeah.
That's probably why we're on the radio.
It's not something to miss. Tom in a bunny suit.
It's not scary now. Come on, the kids like it. Give
you got
me a
like
break.
A 7 foot tall Easter bunny staring down at you. Hey kids, how are you doing?
I don't talk. But I give the look. What's fun though is when I'll have people coming up, they're like trying to look through the eyes to see who, and they can't see it. And then so and they'll make comments and this and that. And then when I change, I come back out and say, Easter Bunny told me to say hello. Dude, a couple years ago, two girls were kissing on each side of the cheek. I said, Easter Bunny wants your phone number. You have fun with it.
I had no part in that.
No, you didn't. But you and I have also had battles at that event, which to me are the most fun. Mm-hmm. And that's bidding war.
I know.
You and I, and there's been a couple.
I think she had a bidding war against my sister one year. I mean, they bid over the same item.
Me
I'm
and
like,
Ray did.
Yeah, I was going to say, her and Ray had a bidding war.
You guys are paying for an item that you're both taking.
Jeff said, because we were on other sides of the room, and
they
there's so many people.
They forgot that they were bidding
against
each other.
And we both wanted it, and he wasn't supposed to bid, and he didn't listen like any typical man.
Ooh.
He did not listen
and
to,
she's
the,
in a
to
room
his boss. Yes, I said that on air. So our MC Jeff says, Suzanne, meet Ray. Ray, meet Suzanne. And I'm like, oh, my God, I think I paid way too much. But I still won.
There you go. There you go. But honestly, either way, you won.
Yes.
Because
the feeling of just contributing to something like that, whether it's us or just as a customer that comes in and gets to be a part of something special, there's nothing better.
No.
At that time of year, it just makes you feel so good.
And the emotion's there too, darling. I mean, you were very passionate when you spoke. And again, you're not one to do most of that. And talking about wanting to get it out there and get even more people involved and doing this to help that those families. This is, folks, this is true caring, love, and passion. Nothing else. I can guarantee you that's what it is. See, I said darn.
You almost didn't.
I know. I almost did, but I didn't. But you guys, I mean, you also do Toys for Tots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I can say, yes, Santa's been there for that one. I have multiple personalities, and it's okay. But the Ansleys, those guys, the folks that are there, the volunteers, everybody, it's such a fun event. You don't want to leave. Now, one of the things that I bid on was the suite at Infinite Energy, the 20-something people suite. It's Michael Gosling with Do My Own, who, God love him, he lost a child to cancer. I was the last Santa for that young man, and I went and visited him at his grave this past year for Christmas because we all know, I mean, this is something we want to end. And anyway, talking to the family that was there at Ansley's, I told them, and I want to get some others, that when we're going to pick a game, whether it's a swarm or gladiators, and all, we're going to take some families of cancer survivors.
Fantastic.
So we'll do that, and I'd love for you and you and Ray to be there too, because you guys are a part of it. I mean, bottom line, this is, again, to do the, you guys just have good hearts, period, okay? The name Friends, look in the dictionary, and your pictures are there.
You know, now that's a funny story. I chose Ray Ray's. That's what it was going to be called. And The only reason we ended up with Friends is because nobody liked Ray Ray's. So I got outvoted.
That's probably about the only time you've gotten outvoted.
Thank gosh.
Looking that was
back
a good
on
one.
It, I'm not sure what I was thinking.
No. That was kind of like when I went to Mike about a name for the show, and I had like five names, and the first one was Shut Up and Eat, and I read the other ones, and Mike says, after you said Shut Up and Eat, all I heard was blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So, the thing is, I've been there as a customer. My family, we've all been there. And sometimes you never see the owner. You never, maybe you'll see the manager come around, ask everything. I have watched you. You're serving food. You're doing orders. You're out, you're running back and forth. I mean, it's just like the first time I met you at the event. Hi, Suzanne. Hi. And Ray's the same way. You guys are there and involved. I mean, granted, you can't be at all the locations, but when you're at that location, people know you're there. You guys are just sneak in and do whatever you got to do and get the heck out. You spend time at those.
Yes, every single one. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know they can call me any time of day, and we're there, and we believe in hard work. You know, one of our favorite sayings is, the harder I work, the luckier I get. And that's, we truly believe it. And the more that, that we do, it seems to come back to you. So I'm a firm believer in that. Karma's a bitch. I said it.
Yeah. And on that note, I want to remind everybody that the show is brought to you by Priority One POS, which provides merchant credit and card processing solutions and POS systems for all types of businesses, especially for restaurants, but also retail, professional, and service-based businesses throughout the U.S. Most importantly, they are a direct processor. That means they cut out the middleman, making your processing rates among the best in the industry. In a nutshell, Priority One POS provides PCI-compliant credit card processing. Yes, I am reading this, and yes, I'm flubbing it up a little bit, but that's okay. Processing merchant solutions to help keep your business moving forward. Remember, Priority One POS is about making you a priority each and every day to run your business. We're a team partner willing to help. Also, it's brought to you by Choices to You, which is your local restaurant delivery service. We pride ourselves on our service and how we take care of the customers and how we make sure the food's delivered nice, fresh, and hot by using insulated delivery bags on all our deliveries. Now, on that note, working with friends in all their locations. One of the big things, again, getting about with quality with what you guys do and how you care about it. Your restaurants, every order that our drivers come to pick up, your people go through that order with those drivers.
They had better.
They and they know that.
They know that.
They definitely know that.
They do. And but that's all right because, again, it's all about quality and service.
There's nothing worse than getting a to-go order when you didn't want to go out and you don't have the au jus for your French dip or you don't have the dipping sauce for your wings. It's just, yeah, I don't want to do that
worse,
to anybody.
Or worse, they forget a food item.
Yeah. But, no. You know, and that, but you guys, the way you set it up today.
Both sides, Tom. That's why we use Choices to You.
Well, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. I'll slip you a five later.
Okay. Put a zero or two.
Dang it. oh, my gosh. Now, do you guys, what's some of the things you guys have at the restaurants aside from the great food? I mean, you know, you have the lotto thing.
Kino,
yeah. Yes, at all of them. What else? And what are some things you guys do during the week?
Well, we do on we try to do something every day of the week for the most part. Sundays we have Kids Eat Free all day long with an adult entree of $8.99 or more. We ask that your kid is a kid, though. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't.
Meaning age-wise.
Age-wise.
Yeah. Not maturity level.
Not maturity level.
Yes.
We'd lose our shirt if it was maturity level.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I'd come in and go, I'm a kid. I'm a 55-year-old with the mentality of a 6-year-old.
Four-year-old.
Okay. I was hoping I'd graduate up a little bit. I guess. Oh, dang. Go on, please.
Monday we do. What do we do on Mondays?
Monday's the boneless basket.
Boneless basket is Mondays. So we've got our boneless wings with french fries for $5.
Nice.
So you get a glass of water, and it's just $5 and tax. Tuesdays is our burger night, and that's probably turned into one of our most positive feedbacks because they can have our wonderful burgers for $5 and they get a cheeseburger.
Nice.
With french fries.
And the burgers are good.
The burgers are good.
It's our normal burger. I'm like, no different.
I'm looking at one over there with a knife in it and I'm going, if Mike goes reach for it, that knife might. Hey, Mike. all right. And then?
Wednesday, we do buy 10, get 10 wings free. Mm-hmm. And those are our traditional wings. And I am not a wing person. I have to tell you, I do not eat chicken on a bone. And I eat our wings. I think they're absolutely delicious. They're crispy. 18-minute. If you go into our restaurants, get them 18-minute. That's my button. It has my name on it. It's the best wing you ever have. And then Thursdays now we do smoked wings. So for those healthy people, they're buy 10, get 10 smoked wings. And those are really, really good,
too. It doesn't even need to be about the healthy. They're great. They're smoked. They're fall off the bone.
The thing is, if you eat in moderation, if you eat appropriately, you're fine.
Well, I mean, 20 wings, I mean, that's not really moderation. But
Tom, did you hear that? Appropriately in portion control?
Yeah, well, I mean, not that I know what that is, but it's not good. But
20 wings? All right, well, then walk around the building a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I mean, you know. And then, okay, we got it was Thursday. What's Friday?
Friday, we don't do anything. We charge you full price.
Because it's Friday, damn it.
That's it.
Friday and Saturday.
It's Friday. We got to make some money in there somewhere.
Which is today.
Friday and Saturday,
Friday and Saturday, your two busiest days. We
but
don't
you
run
know
any
what?
Promotions.
Again, the quality of the food speaks for itself. You guys have one of the widest ranges of cuisine. I mean, you know, you somebody might say, oh, you know, it's just a bar with bar. No. I mean, guys, look at the pictures that we posted. I mean, you've got fish and chips. The haddock, that piece of fish is huge.
Yeah.
Okay, that salad, the burger, the wings. I know you guys have tacos. You have.
We got a little
tacos,
bit of something
pasta,
for everybody.
Quesadillas. Yeah. I mean, we have a little of something. Kind of all across the board.
We serve alcohol because we're a bar and a grill, but we are a grill first and foremost. Food is our business, and we're the business of food. That's all there is to it. You know, you get all the other nice things around it, but we're there for the food, mm-hmm. and we take pride in our food. I want every darn person that comes into my restaurant to leave going, not just saying that was good burger. I want them leaving going, that's the best burger I ever had. That was the best service I ever had. I want them to feel like a pair of jeans, your favorite pair of jeans. I wish I would have bought five of them. You know, I want that feeling. And I hope my customers leave with that feeling. And when they don't, I want to know about it. That's why our business, on our business cards at the front door, are our cell numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can contact us anytime, and we try to make it right.
And you know? I know this for because you get it is. And I will say, I do the same thing. I have my cell phone numbers right on my card. You know, and you and I have had, we've texted in the evening when, you know, something about an order,
absolutely.
You know, because we're, you know, that's the other thing, communication.
Sorry
is
about that 2 a.m. call.
That's not me you got to say sorry to. My wife was like, what the heck? But I told her that Ray was out of town. It was okay. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, you guys, you know, you got one of the, to me, one of the best places and one of the best setups, and it's worth not having any specials on Friday and Saturday. Well, wow, this actually will be the longest time we've spent on air. We've almost done a full 30 minutes.
Does that mean we're done and we can go now?
I knew
or
you,
you
see,
can eat.
Yes, we're all yes. It is time. Yes, I'm being told by everybody. It is time to shut up and eat. Get us out of here. Ha ha ha.